6 music.
From 1, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Some may even say, silly. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Perky, odd and silly. All three have been levelled at me, but I was talking about the piece of music you just heard. It was Benjamin Britten, and he called it the Silly Symphony. Maybe a little self-consciously, actually. I like that piece of music. I first heard it on a bank advert somewhere in the 80s. Something to thank the banks for, eh? It's there with good reason, because 5 of the 25 songs I've picked for you to listen to between now and midnight are silly in nature. And I love them because they're silly, or despite them being silly. I could have picked more than that, but I think 5's enough in 2 hours. It could all get a bit... Timmy Mallett, couldn't it? He made a career out of being silly, didn't he, that bloke? What else have we got coming up? Beckopedia will be dropping by and educating us once again. This week about Fredo Viola, which is something I'm looking forward to a great deal. Another criminal cover version will, of course, face the music in our regular feature, It Was Murder. And we've had an interesting recording sent in by a listener, which I think you'll find very charming, and might spur some interaction between us. Song for Guy recommendations, of course, from you lot as well, and new music throughout the show also. Let's get straight in though with a tune from Tune Yards. It's called My Country. I played it in August of last year when their album was released, but they're re-releasing this single on February the 20th. It's a great tune, and if you listen to the lyrics, it's quite obvious why it's called My Country. I love it, I love you, happy Sunday. Here's Tune Yards.
Ladies and gentlemen, Meryl is performing at the...
Just wondering when they'll find out.
A bitter and damning indictment of the state of the states, if you like. That was My Country by Tune Yards. I love it. Something of it reminded me of the next song I'm going to play for you from Ray Charles. I quite often get people emailing in and asking what the last song every week on the programme is. Around midnight, I play Midnight, and that's by Ray Charles. It's from an album called Greatest Country Hits, something like that. Ironically titled by Ray Charles, but there you go, here he is anyway. What is it that reminded me about that last tune from Tune Yards, about this tune from Ray Charles? I Don't Need No Doctor. Do let me know.
I don't need no doctor, no, no.
Ray Charles and I Don't Need No Doctor. Yeah, if you know why, I was thinking about it after listening to that Tune Yard song, My Country. It's guy.6music at bbc.co.uk. Ray Charles, isn't it funny? Sometimes you've got a friend who you trust implicitly and you trust their opinion on all sorts of things, music and literature and art and film, and then they recommend the film Ray Charles to you. Was it called Ray Charles? No, it was just called Ray, wasn't it? With Jamie Foxx. I believe he got an Oscar for his performance. I won't get the 2 hours of my life back, will I? My good friend Pete recommended that film to me and I shall never trust his opinion on film again.
Hi, welcome.
It's not just specialist radio. It's actually special radio.
This is
6music. If somebody saw this gig tonight, they would walk away with their life changed.
The festival's about to get awesome.
It's the beauty of 6music.
This is your own.
Hello.
Metrosexuals.
That's right.
Me and him here.
Why does a band want to call themselves Yuck?
Name yourself a proper name. Call yourself Jeff.
Hello, this is Adam.
This is Joe.
Steven.
Pete Tanto.
Why was John Peel's system important? He was a listener. A broadcaster with almost no sensorial mandate or agenda. I know that 6music endeavour to do this.
Good evening. My name's Tom York. This is the 6mix.
Friendly fires in the live room.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service. That's the voice I use for my radio show.
It's the Huey Show, yo. 6music, baby.
We're going to be playing some extraordinary music.
For me, music is my religion.
This is
BBC Radio 6
Music. 6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
The theme of this week's show is silly music. I love this tune by Roxy Music, despite its really silly lyrics. Have a close listen to the words to Virginia Plain.
Big time.
Have
cheer. You're so chic. Do you wear love we just me too, got to search for something new.
Silly bordering on mental, that was Virginia Plain by Roxy Music. More silly tunes in a little while. I've got an email somewhere, here it is. This is great. This is from Loretta Room. She says, Mo may be one of your smallest listeners, standing tall at about 4 inches, but he's clearly one of your most enthusiastic. He was so delighted with Sunday's programme that I recorded him listening for you. Thanks for all the sunshine. L and Mo. Thanks, Loretta. If you're wondering who Mo is, Mo, I think, by the sound of the song, is a yellow canary. And this is her singing along to Mike Fellow's tune, Sunshores. Have a listen to this. Isn't that charming? I absolutely love it. Thanks to Loretta and thanks to Mo. I think it might be a good idea if any of you've got birds, dogs or cats that want to sing along with that song, Mike Fellow's Sunshores. I'm going to play the song again later in the show, maybe in the second hour. Somewhere between 11:30 and midnight, I'm going to play Sunshores by Mike Fellows again. That gives you time to go and get your recording equipment. Do it on your phone if you know how to. Do it on your laptop otherwise. And, let's call this feature Animales. I want to hear your pets singing along to Mike Fellows' Sunshores. I'll tell you what, if you manage to get it from the very beginning of the song, it might make it easier for my production crew to mix between your recordings, and maybe we can play the whole song accompanied by the nation's pets. What do you think? In fact, if you've got children, get them to sing along as well. Wonderful. Thank you very much to Mo and his owner, Loretta. Let us know, Loretta, was he a yellow canary? I just want to show off to my bird-loving pals. Last week we had a tune by... Oh, no, was it last week or the week before? The old grey mare, she ain't what she used to be. I'm not sure if it was last week or the week before, but we played a new version of Giant by The that came from DJ Food, who've got a new album out. It inspired me to go back and have a look at The. I was a huge fan back in the day. And this from Soul Mining is Uncertain Smile. I love it. Here it comes.
Place where I cleared my head, but just
this for today. I think I'll lie here and dream of you. I've got you under my skin where the rain can get in. But if the sweat pours out, just shout. I'll try to swim and call you out.
featuring the unmistakable boogie-woogie piano stylings of Jules Holland, that was Thither and Uncertain Smile from the album Soul Mining. Amazing music from the 80s. And you know, amazing music from the 80s just don't take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim, released in 1981 by Talking Heads, was not an instant hit, but a slow-burning song that seeped into the consciousness of middle-class America. A tale of sacrificing the ideals of youth for a comfortable life, it struck a chord with listeners everywhere, and was a call to arms for the musical marauders. First, in a terrifying ordeal, hard rock ruffians Slam Cartel, dressed in leathers and an abusive t-shirt, turned their amps up to 11 and subjected it to headbanging hell. Luckily, it managed to stagger away when everyone stopped for a snake bite. Next, in an effort to turn the sublime into the ridiculous, satirical comedy rock mashup mongers Big Daddy threw it into a blender with the Banana Boat song. The mangled mush that emerged was more runny than funny, and as they turned their attention to a nervous-looking Springsteen song, it dribbled and squelched its way to safety. Then, outrageous Ollie Vaughan, backed by Irish pipes and 1,000 kumbaya guitars, attempted to use his Gaelic charm and a pint of stout to lure it in before beating it repeatedly with stale soda fall. Only the luck of the Irish could save it now. But when Geordie Bricky turned cringeworthy crooner Jimmy Nail grabbed the microphone, donned his crocodile shoes and prepared to jump all over this seminal song, it was murder.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack, and you may ask yourself...
Nope.
With a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may ask yourself, house. You may
Lucky Escape. That was Mercifully, eventually, of course, Talking Heads, and the real version of Once in a Lifetime. Jimmy Nail, back in your box. So now it's time to get your reactions to last week's edition of
Deja Vu.
I played Vapor Trail by Ride last week and asked you to imagine that you'd never heard it before, or I asked you, what did it remind you of? Malcolm from Buick got in touch. He said he's a Scotsman in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and he says, I first heard Ride in my school common room in Arbuth, Scotland. Reminds me of my first loves and exam time. Vapor Trail was like a blast of freshness during those times and still runs a shiver up my spine every time I hear it, as it always sounds like the first time whenever I hear it. Thank you, Malcolm. A big response to this. Alice Hartley said it was amazing to hear Ride. She's just arrived in Calgary, Canada for a six week art residency, and it's got her ready to go. Thank you, Alice. Vapor Trail, says Matthew Soley, goes back to summer evenings sat outside a pub wearing floppy fringes along with your favourite band t-shirt over the top of a long sleeve t-shirt. I used to rock that look as well. Cut off cargo shorts, I didn't go that far, and painted DMs, not in this life. Never polished and never laced up correctly, and the drink was snake bite and black. I think that's the same thing, isn't it? Isn't snake bite cider and black? I might be wrong. Ride was the band that pulled all the indie kids together, Matthew continues, from Senseless Things, Poppies, Neds, Slowdive, MBV, Lush and the Boo Radleys, and out the other side to the Charlatans, Mondays in Spirals and Scream. Ride with a common theme that let everyone get on. Pure brilliance, although a little embarrassing if you YouTube their videos. Great show, Matt Soley. Thank you very much, Matt. Sonia McDuff got in touch, pretty much saying the same thing, as did Andy Durant, who about the years between school and college said that he never felt freer. Glad to be of service. And my mate Simon Jaworski got in touch. I mentioned that I went to see Ride at a televised music event that Tony Wilson hosted here in the north. Si was there too. It was his first television appearance. I mentioned that I had long hair and a salmon pink shirt, dancing like a knobhead to Ride, and that was my first television appearance. Si pointed out that he had, in his own words, a mushroom head flopping left and right. Si now has very little hair. I see him quite often when we get over to the States, but back in the day he had a very impressive curly mane, and I do remember it flopping around on the front row. You're a little bit more intrepid than me, Si. You got stuck right in, and I remember it very well. Who else got in touch? Leon Wilde got in touch, and John from Cheltenham as well, all appreciating Ride. And that's our brand new feature.
Deja Vu.
There's another one to read about Blue Nile. I'll read it later on before I pose another Deja Vu for you. But now the very last communication on the subject of the passage of time. Over the past few weeks, and I did tell everyone to stop emailing on this subject because it was far too popular, we were talking about why does time seem to accelerate the older you get. And even though I decided I'd wrap this one up, Wendy Griffiths has to have the last word. She says, hello, lovely guy. Thank you, darling. Flattery will get you everywhere. I heard you saying a while back. She says, I heard a saying a while back. Life is like a toilet roll. The nearer you get to the end, the quicker it runs out. She goes on to say, I'm a stop motion animator. 1 second of screen time can be a whole morning's work for me. Not sure that how that relates to the toilet roll theory, but it's interesting how a second to one person can be half a day to someone else or something. Wendy in Bristol. Thank you very much, my darling. Right, it is the silly edition of The Finest Hour. I find this next tune very silly. My mum, who is the only person I'm sure in the world who's listened to every edition of The Finest Hour and always gives me a full critique, won't thank me for playing this one. In her words, it's just too daft to laugh at.
I'm the operator with my pocket calculator. calculator with my pocket calculator. I'm the operator with my pocket calculator.
Was of course Kraftwerk and Pocket Calculator. Silly, I really do think. So we've had the Silly Symphony by Britten, we've had Virginia Playing by Roxy Music, and that was Pocket Calculator by Kraftwerk. I'm sure I'll get a lot of Kraftwerk fans emailing in telling me why it's not silly, and I welcome it. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's also the address to send stuff to, anything at all, pictures, recordings of your animals singing over Mike Fellow's tune, which is coming up in the next hour, abuse, praise, your artwork, photographs, whatever you like, send it to that address.
Six Music celebrates.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sie sind die Pioniere der elektronischen Musik. Sie haben Hip-Hop, modernen Pop und Techno beeinflusst. Kraftwerk. Vor 30 Jahren war ihre Single Das Model Nummer 1 in Großbritannien. Das feiern wir mit einer Reihe von Sondersendungen. Sechs Musik feiert
Kraftwerk auf Mark Riley, Now Playing, Radcliffe und Marconi, Jarvis Cocker, Caris Matthews, Huey Morgan und der Six Mix. Nächste Woche auf BBC Radio 6 Musik.
Guy Garvey on Six Music. The better and the anti-better.
I want to put Jackie Wilson on and I'll tell you why afterwards. Here's his, probably his most famous tune, his Rite Petite. Identify this sound. Bear in mind, I'm in my house. Guy.6music at bbc.co.uk. Guy, can you really have a feature called Identify the Common or Garden Domestic Sound? Yes, I can. I can do what I want. I'm the chief of police. That was Jackie Wilson and Rite Petite, and I thought about Jackie Wilson, in particular his voice, when I heard this new tune from Annie Brunn called Do You Remember? Let me find the email from the lady who suggested it. God, this desk is a tip. It's almost like I do it on purpose, isn't it? I assure you I don't. Excuse me here. Talk among yourselves. Maybe we should have the theme music from the gallery while I look for this email. That's not no, that's not no. No, that's a bill. I've read them. That's the round emails. Ah, here we are. Sharon Greenblum from Seattle, Washington in the USA, which incidentally has the same amount of rainfall as my beloved Manchester. Did you know that? She recommended this tune as a song for Guy. It's Annie Brunn and Do You Remember? And she says, a new song from one of the most unique voices I know. Anne's songs carry a striking power that seems to come from stacking layer upon layer of human fragility. This one's an upbeat number tinged with her signature hint of eeriness, and I love it. And can I point out that Identify the Domestic Noise is not a competition. I have to say that because we're not allowed to hold competitions. It's not a competition, it's a poser. A different spelling from poser, I believe. I'm talking too much. Think of Jackie Wilson, but listen to Annie Brunn. That's Annie Brunn, as recommended from by Sharon Greenblum, was it? I've lost the email again. Let's not go searching for it again. But Annie Brunn and Do You Remember. If you haven't got a song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. The theme of this week's show is songs I find silly but still love. I love this one by Jim Noir, and it really is very silly. I think it's even got the word silly in the lyrics. It's called Eeny Meeny.
Football back, I'm gonna get my bet on you. I only kicked it
brilliant retro production on that, isn't it? That really could be Crosby, Stills and Nash if they gave a shit about such things and indeed wrote songs about them. That was Jim Noir. And while we're on the subject of silly, we must doff the cap to the king of silly, but quite the pianist, ladies and gentlemen, Ivor Cutler.
Waiter, what do you want? I want my cabinet of chicken tonight. The town is shifting, it's all that chicken. There ain't a human being in sight, man. They're all gone digging into chicken. Waiter, waiter, what do you want? Where's my bicarbonate of chicken? The chef says there's none, there'd better be some or I'll tear the town to pieces. Hold on, sir, just you hold on a minute. The chef got a box, perhaps a chicken's in it. I'm delighted to say it's true. Bicarbonate chicken will be delivered to you. Thank you, waiter, you're a real good pal. Here's $50, get yourself a fine gal. The waiter and the chef are enjoying life. The waiter is the husband and the chef is his wife.
Bicarbonate of Chicken by Ivor Cutler. Wonderful, wasn't it? He also wrote the lyrics to this next tune. Now, I know my mum hates Ivor Cutler. so that's twice in 1 hour that I've offended my biggest listener. Sorry, ma'am. But he did write the lyrics to this next tune. And it's a lyric that I'm sure my mum would agree with wholeheartedly, so maybe it'll make up for it. This is Jim O'Rourke's Prelude to 110 or 220. It's called Women of the World. And the lyric is by Ivor Cutler. Did you know that? I bet you didn't know that.
Thank you. BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Blue Steel and Sweet Fire by Joni Mitchell. And as I always say, she's like my auntie and my sister. My mate Neil couldn't disagree more. He calls her Moni Mitchell, the swine. Here's another email concerning our brand new feature.
Deja Nu.
Dear Guy, you asked last week where we fans of the show listen. I tape your shows, yes, my car is that old, and listen on my commutes to Nottingham. The sun was setting and the dusk coming in as I was driving home through the back streets of Nottingham last week as the Blue Nile curled out of the radio. A perfect moment, the Blue Nile's music being so evocative of empty city streets. The Blue Nile are one of the few bands I've discovered from the 80s, a decade where I didn't listen to music being involved with getting on and the begetting of children, both fairly thankless activities in retrospect. So as a Six Music listener, I am a minority of one, I feel, in not getting the Smiths. So I suggest you play some quintessential track from Morrissey and Co. and explain what it is that make you, what it is that may make me become a believer. And I will genuinely listen for the first time. Best wishes, Christine Pearson. Well, that I will do immediately, because this is, of course,
Deja Vu.
This song from the Smiths, if you want to listen to it on a technical level, then you can listen to the fact that the guitar sound that makes it so distinct as being this song flicks from left to right in your speakers, even if it's a tape cassette that you're listening to it on, Christine. So for Christine, it says, it's for the first time. For the rest of you, it's as if for the first time. From my point of view, what makes this song marvellous is it feels huge. It feels like a wide creature moving slowly, and it's like a tidal wave of music, and right at the front, the musicality of the opening lyric is just beautiful. Try saying it on your lips, as Morrissey does. The musicality of it is beautiful, but the actual flamboyance of the lyric itself and what it says about the man that wrote the line, I find it honest, I find it a charge. You've got to think of Morrissey as you think of Oscar Wilde. He's flamboyant, he's full of himself, but he's very, very sensitive and very, very funny. Morrissey's never really appreciated by people who don't love his stuff as being witty, but that's how you've got to take his lyrics. So, for our Christine, for that very honest email, it's for the first time. For the rest of you, it's as if for the first time, because this is, of course,
Deja Vu.
How Soon Is Now by the Smiths.
Thank you.
What did you notice that you've never heard before in that song? Do let us know, and I'll read out your emails if they're interesting. As for Christine Pearson, I hope you enjoyed it. That was How Soon Is Now by The Smiths. This is new music, this next one. It's really, really something special. Rachel Sermani. And let me tell you, she's 20 or thereabouts. She's a songwriter from a small village in the Highlands called Carbridge. And she's honoured to have supported many acts such as Mumford & Sons, who I believe did some production for her as well, Katie Tunstall, Newton Faulkner and John William Grant. She's amazing. She's got a beautiful voice. Listen to her voice and how it changes when she hits the first chorus of this song. It's really quite astonishing, just this moment when she sings Breathe Easy for the first time. I'd like to dedicate this tune to a couple of people that have emailed in, including Rosie Hassett, who's in Singapore and says that this show reminds her of home. And I want to particularly dedicate it to Howard Croson, who has been in touch. Howard's not had a good time recently. He lost his wife, Alison. But Emily and Harry, his son and daughter, are music lovers, and so is he. He sent me a very, very touching email. I won't read it out to you because it's very personal. But this is a message to you, mate. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's brand new. It's Rachel Sermani, and it's called Breathe Easy. Google it, iTunes it, or whatever. Go and buy it. Go and buy it. Go and buy it. Go and buy it. Bye.
If I could take this wave to sea, do you think that we could sail out in the night? We must let no one know. So maybe if we go, we'll go unseen. I'll sing below the ripples, heed the seashells of the storm, and we'll swim, knowing they can't touch us. We'll swim, knowing they can't touch us. Let me swim, let
gates, they'll tell me that you're mine. Walking through city streets, is it by mistake or design? I feel so alone on the Friday nights. Can you make it feel like home if I tell you you're mine? It's like I told you, honey.
Lana Del Rey and Born to Die. And yeah, she's going to have a big year, that one. Everybody's talking about it.
Welcome to Now Playing at 6 Music,
where you shape the playlist. It's the space where you can interact online live with artists, blogs and us to control the music.
Interacting now.
6
Music.
David White was on our Facebook page saying that he's looking forward to the new Field Music.
Hello, I'm Reese from Demi Magazine.
One band that I've been following for quite a long time is Blondes.
Debs and Doddy and Sarensessa have emailed in. Goodbye on text. On Twitter, Andrew Hewitt tweeted, bah, faded glamour beat me to suggesting Clock Opera. Plus, it's your chance to hear the most shared and most discussed music online from the past 7 days.
Now playing with Tom Robinson.
Friday nights from 7.
On BBC Radio.
6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on 6 Music.
Ed Quinn has sent in quite a few Song for Guy recommendations, but I've picked this one. Poor old Ed's had his heart broken recently, and all these songs choices, all these Song for Guy recommendations reflect that. This one's from Richard Thompson. It's called Waltzing is for Dreamers. Ed, chin up, old bean, and don't listen to too much of your favourite music, because it'll remind you of this heartbroken-y time. Get out there. As a taxi driver once said to me when I was in bits in the back of his cab over a heartbreak, get a shave, get yourself a nice shirt on, and get yourself out to Jazzy Kext in Bolton. You'll have a good do there.
sad tonight. Just let me dream on, oh, just let me sway while the sweet violins and the saxophones play. I miss you, don't know me, but can't we pretend that we care for each other till the banner reach the end? One step for aching and two steps for breaking. Waltzing's for dreamers and losers in love. One step for sighing and two steps for crying. Waltzing's for dreamers and losers in love. Now they say love's for gamblers, or the pendulum swings. I bet hard on love and I lost everything. So don't send me home now, put a shot in my arm, and we'll drink out old memories and we'll drink in the dawn. And Mr. Band Leader, won't you play one more time, for I've good fallen money in this pocket of mine. Oh, one step for aching, two steps for breaking. Waltzing's for dreamers and losers in love. One step for sighing, two steps for crying. Waltzing's for dreamers and losers in love.
Is best known for The Sad Song, an amazing track that became a YouTube hit in 2004. His is a sound both ancient and modern, which owes as much to medieval music as it does to current trends. Multi-talented he definitely is, both as a video artist and a musician, as a brief visit to his website will show. He records tracks himself and makes mesmerising videos to go with them. But what's so interesting about his multi-layered vocals and picture-in-picture editing is that it has a quality of warmth, both in his voice and in the direct performance to camera, but also a feeling of isolation, as instrumentation is sparse and few of the figures are visible in his videos. Take the hypnotic Moon After Berceuse, a gorgeous track from his album The Turn. It's a singular experience to listen to layers of that same beautiful voice, accompanied only by drums and double bass, build to a crescendo, and yet still be able to hear the silence in between each phrase. Fredo Viola is an artist who could only exist in the modern world of home studios and digital video editing, but whose exquisite artistry is as old as music itself. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Fredo Viola as chosen by the amazing Beckopedia, and she'll be back next week because she's great. Before we heard Beckopedia introducing Fredo Viola, we played a heartbreak record for Ed Quinn. It was Richard Thompson's Waltzing for Dreamers. Oh, and by the way, I told you an anecdote at the end of it about me visiting a place, or rather being recommended I visit a place, a nightclub called Jazzy Kex. It does exist. I'm sure that some of you have been to Jazzy Kex. And it's the kind of place I want your anecdotes on. Same email address, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Have you ever been to Jazzy Kex? It's in Blackburn, isn't it? Is it? Anyway, I have been there once. Let me know. Right, I'm getting off the point. Talking about romance, there's something so amazingly romantic about this next song from Neil Young. This is Expecting to Fly.
as I stumbled and fell to the ground. So hard to laugh as I fumbled and reached for the love.
Very experimental, but very beautiful. Neil Young's Expecting to Fly. So we heard from Mo the Yellow Canary. He was singing over this next tune, and his owner Loretta recorded him doing so. It's Mike Fellow's Sunshores, and if you're ready with your recording buttons, see if you can get your pets agitated enough to make a sound over this song. And if we get enough of them, we'll edit them together. The feature is called Animales. Here it is, and hit record. Here's Mike Fellows with Sunshores.
Thank you.
What that'll amount to. Did you manage to get your budgie to sing, or your cat to yarl, or your dog to whatever dogs do, or your child? I think you can involve your child as well, as stated in the rules. Do send them in to that address that I keep giving out, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. This next song is by the Acorn from their amazing debut, Glory Hope Mountain. This album impressed me enough to ask the Acorn to support us around Europe, and we became good friends with them, and I'm very proud to say that eventually I sang the harmonies on this song when we played it live. It's The Flood Part 2 from the Acorn, and the album of course is Glory Hope Mountain. If you don't own it, go get it, it's amazing. Happy days. The Acorn and Flood Part 2 from Glory Hope Mountain.
The BBC Introducing supports unsigned, undiscovered and under-the-radar musicians across the UK. And online now, the BBC Introducing Musicians Masterclass, helping aspiring artists take the next step.
See all the videos from this year's masterclasses, including
Tom Ravenscraft,
helping you to learn how to set up and record as a band,
and us Friendly Fires in conversation with Steve Lamack.
First record to me sounds a bit like a learning curve.
BBC Introducing Masterclasses. Watch them now by pressing the red button on any BBC digital TV channel.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
This is a song that reminds me of first getting my job here at Six Music. It's one of the first tunes that popped up in that time. I think I've been here 5 years, have I? Something like that. I think it's coming up to 5 years that I've been at Six Music. And what happy days they've been as well. Here's John Redfern and I Love the Sun. And I remember talking to John about this back in the day, and he was working as a croupier when he wrote this song and was constantly surfacing in bright sunlight every morning. Not the greatest job in the world, I wouldn't imagine, working in a casino. I bet you see some pretty lost characters. But listen to the positivity in this song, and you get a little glimpse of what a wonderful man John Redfern must be. Here is I Love the Sun. John Redfern from the album Maybe Sometime, that was I Love the Sun. I've had an email here from Martin Nettleton. He says, hi Guy, listen to the gorgeous piano piece you played last night. By the way, this was sent at the beginning of December last year. I listened to the gorgeous piano piece you played last night and felt sure I'd heard its inspiration somewhere, hunted on my iPod and dug it up. Take a listen to Flamenco Sketches by Miles Davis on the album Kind of Blue. At over 9 minutes, it may be too long for the show, throwing down the gauntlet, but I reckon you'll love it if you don't already know it. Thoroughly enjoyed the show and just in the middle of watching Smiley's People on DVD. Martin Nettleton from Billingley in Yorkshire. Well, I went and had a look, and the piano piece that you were talking about, Martin, was from the album Everybody Digs Bill Evans. It was Peace, and it was recorded in 1958. And the tune that you've recommended there, Flamenco Sketches by Miles Davis, is co-written by, would you believe, Bill Evans in 1959. So what's happened there? Well spotted. I've never noticed that before, and I love both pieces. Bill Evans has used that same chord progression at the bottom there. Miles Davis has put some different stuff over the top. It's become a completely different piece of music. But in 58, it was Bill Evans' piece, and in 59, it became Miles Davis and Bill Evans' Flamenco Sketches. And here's your gauntlet picked up, Martin. Thank you. that's all we have time for another week. Thanks to Martin Nettleton, I should say, for pointing out that link between Flamenco Sketches and Peace Peace, which I should have seen coming a mile away. I'm very impressed. Thanks for all your communications. Thanks very much for the recording of Mo the Canary. I found that very touching. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and everybody here at Six that helps me out. Thanks, of course, to the Beccapedia. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just that I means for me to say to you... Happy New Week. Don't touch that dial. Don Letts next.
From one, BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
Wake the town and tell the people that this is Culture Clash Radio. And once again, I'm crossing time, space and genres with a kaleidoscope of laid-back sounds that tonight will include Wise Blood, Junior Walker, The Magnetic Fields, Tony Bennett and Amy Winehouse, Reggae Regulars, Subtract and Gilbert O'Sullivan, amongst others. And being a Sunday night, Monday morning, if you're listening again, it don't matter session, it's all about maxing and relaxing. So let's slide back to 1962 for Jim Reeves' Welcome to My World.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my heart. Cares behind.